up a seat at the bar to join us for another episode of McAnally's Pubcast, a podcast exploring the fun and fantastical mind of Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files series. Host Tanzen, Maggie, and me bring you another round of literary analysis on this immense, immersive, and colorful environment inhabited by Harry Dresden, the world's only licensed private investigator and professional wizard. Join an active and engaged community of new and die-hard dedicated fans focused on the fabulous themes, theories, characters, context, lore, and more. This is McAnally's Dresden Files Pubcast by Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.
Welcome to the McAnally's Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. This is episode 16.3, Fairy Tailed, where we are covering the short story Something Borrowed. My name is Tanzen, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello, hello.
And Jess.
263 days.
Thank you to our Patreon subscribers for your generous support. It's people like you who help us to do what we do. If you're not yet a Patreon subscriber, sign up today and get a fuck ton of bonus content, kick-ass merch, behind-the-scenes outtakes, and more. Sign up today at www.patreon.com/freeflowrambling.
Harry's friends, Billy and Georgia, are about to get married. There's just one little problem. Georgia is nowhere to be seen, and there's a revenge-hungry fairy on the loose. So, Murphy gets them to the wedding in 20 minutes, meaning the wedding has already been going on for at least 10.
Supposed to have been. Really? Have you ever been to a wedding that started exactly on time either? Mine didn't.
Most don't, but this one's gotten, you know, Eve McAllister on the case, okay? She's doing her best.
I don't know that would necessarily.
I do like this timeline edit, though, okay? It's supposed to be a 30-minute drive and she got them in 20. That seems much more reasonable than 8 minutes across the city and having to stop at Dresden's.
Right? Yeah. Don't buy it. But
and I now know what it's like to drive in Chicago, so it's terrifying. She should have died.
Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you.
They released you from the States and you didn't have to go to America jail.
It's close.
I'm
here as now somebody who knows Chicago very well. I'm an expert.
A total 100%.
100%. I've seen it all. I've done it all. I know it all now.
Yeah.
So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
4 days. Two of those were travel.
All right. So we've got a location specialist. We've got a cultural specialist.
But
and the book specialist.
Perfect.
Can you believe she did not do any Walmart verifications while she was down there?
We already had people on site do that.
But now we could have had our own in-house. And it's she
true.
Did not
it's
go
true.
To a single
Walmart. Ma'am, what are you doing with that measuring tape?
I just go to all the Dresden locations I could think of.
I
Walmart
wanted
did not occur to me.
Pictures of the interior cafes.
Very shameful, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, she did do, you know, the bean, like...
So his point that Harry has is that Georgia is technically still naked, so we can't bring her inside. So I'm going to go get Billy. You stay out here and we'll all be hunky-dory.
Seems legit.
And then this whole running into a where's the wedding? I mean, surely there can't be that many options. You're just in the reception hall, right? Or in a hotel. There's only got to be like...
There could be
a pretty big hotel.
I was going to say, if it's some kind of like convention center, even in hotels, like depending on the size of it, they'll break their...
I guess
rooms
I just feel
down
like there's
into...
already supposed to be signs up for the regular guests. You don't need to go barking at everyone here.
I was going
to
say,
not that you make friends.
That should be the in theory, if you're lucky, there should be signs directing you to, because I have been to one or two at hotel thingies, and yes, exactly. There's the so-and-so wedding over here, and the such-and-such wedding over here, and the, you know.
Mm. But yes, having security not let him in is a little bit funny, because, I mean, to be fair, he literally is the best man.
Yeah, that was quite the vindictive moment for the...
For once, he actually was invited to be here. He's not just crashing a party. They actually want him here. But even if you're 10 minutes into a wedding, and it's not a religious wedding, you're just doing a ceremony... that still seems fucking quick to be at the kiss the bride part already.
Yeah.
Did you even care when you said your vows out loud, or were you just speed reading them?
Like, was this a really expensive venue that they're just like, hurry it up, hurry
exactly,
it up, hurry
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, we've rented it for 20 minutes. Let's go, people.
You good? Yeah, you good? You good. Okay, guys, let's just...
Even the walking Ditto. Down the aisle part waste some time. I mean, I get it, you're down one best man, but you still should have a couple of other guys to get through.
I mean, a little tiny flower girl could take up that whole 20 minutes alone.
Totally.
Unless you're Jessica, and then you start walking, you wait until the bride is at the front, and then you dash down the aisle in like 3.2 seconds looking for your mother.
The way it should be done.
The way it should be done.
That's efficiency.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Rehearsal was
You're
great.
Like, fuck these people.
Not Bye. So great when you suddenly have like 100 people staring at you. Then that wasn't so cool at all.
They didn't explain that in the briefing.
They did not. You were adorable, but brief.
The point is that I have never timed each individual aspect of a wedding, but I have to assume walking down the aisle with all the groomsmen and bridesmen, assuming that this is traditional, I'm going to say that it was, whatever, same thing. Assuming that this is about as traditional as it gets, seeing as how Georgia really cares about it and Eve really cares about it.
Yes.
You had the bridesmaids go down with the groomsmen, and then you had Georgia's father walk her down the aisle, and that's like a good 5 minutes right there, 3 to 5 minutes, right? And then
minimum,
you get up
at
there,
least.
And the priest does some all, maybe not a priest, but whatever they get to be called
the
if they're not religious. Says, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. We're gathered here today to celebrate love.
Dearly
blah,
beloved,
blah, blah.
We are gathered.
And then you do whatever symbolizing ceremony that you chose. So you put beads or scarves or a conch shell or whatever around them.
Shell. Is it? Now, here's a question, because I always thought, reading it for years and years and years, that it was a conch. But then I hear people talk about it, and I've suddenly come to the conclusion that a conch shell and a conch shell are the same thing.
I think
so.
That's,
is one right or wrong, or is it simply like either and either?
I've never heard conch in my life before.
Potato, potato.
Potato, potato. Yeah.
I've heard both.
Yeah, I have heard. So I don't.
In fact, I don't actually know which one I use now that you said them both out loud.
Admittedly, I don't have potato. To refer to them often. But yeah.
Yeah, nobody speaks like a Cole Porter song anymore.
Right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to the two times that I've been married, which we were like justice of the peace weddings. One of them was on a Valentine's Day, like shove you in, shove you out. But I think that was still at least 15 minutes.
I would feel like at least, yeah. No, I concur that, yeah, you would, yeah.
This For them is, to this already is, be at the Kiss the Bride thing seems a little bit weird to me.
This
it
has
like
gone
the Little Mermaid Ursula thing where she...
Yeah.
Go, let's go. Yes, we know.
The princess bride skip to the end. Man and wife. Say man and wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, for starters, like you say, almost anybody's story, right? Weddings are a whole big production. They almost always start at least a few minutes late, if not significantly, right? So right there, you think they barely would have gotten into it, let alone, like you say, actually going.
But I even remember going to my first not religious wedding and thinking, oh my God, this was done so quickly. This is amazing. We didn't waste our whole day here. And it still definitely took longer than fucking 10 minutes.
I was going to say, because they're still usually, right? Like the officiant is going to greet everybody and they usually have some little jokey story, anecdote,
right,
something. You know
exactly.
what, right?
Let me tell you a story about love because you two kids are going to be in love for a long time, right?
Exactly.
Right?
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 Right? Or at least until the green card clears, whichever comes first. I don't
but
know.
They even make a ceremony of the like signing the paperwork sort of a thing. You know, they make a production out of every aspect that they do, regardless of whether there's a religion or
yes,
not.
Yes, although signing the paperwork does come after the Kiss the Bride part. So, you know, that's not going to...
Shows how much I know about weddings.
Yes, because that's you signing the certificate that you are now married and the Fair officiant enough. Author. So, yeah, you can't sign that beforehand.
Well, you could, actually, depending on if you're just doing a just ceremonial ceremony and not the actual just like, because I know people that got married beforehand and then
like
did
PDA.
The proper ceremony after.
Oh, well, but that would be different, too, because, yeah, you would have to say, I mean, there has to be some kind of,
the
thing has to happen before you.
And if your wedding planner is trying to fleece you for all the stuff that they can, all right, now we're going to have to set up a beautiful table if we're over here for while you're going to sit here and sign and like have all that, then we'll have a special photographer
wedding.
Just for
planners.
That.
Who can afford crazy things like that? See, there's the upside to a religious wedding. They already have a really fancy table all set up there for you.
As I say, in replacement of wedding planners, you could just be friends with Mormons. They get really fucking excited for marriages. They're like, oh, and you're going to do this, right? Oh, and what about this, right? Oh, and this.
You're not having a quick wedding then, though.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely not a quickie wedding that way.
Okay, so he gets tackled.
Oh, here's the thing that I'm wondering why. Like, is Eve so, like, dedicated on getting her revenge that she was actually not watching her daughter's wedding?
Yeah, she's missing the wedding.
Yes,
and she was just like, this guy, I'm not going to watch this. I'm going to watch for this bastard.
And you know what? I feel like I know some people like that. That just might.
Me? Revenge is worth it. Fuck this guy in particular.
But yes, I remember thinking that too. I was like, why is she out here? Like,
especially if they have security already. All they have to do is, like, here's a picture.
Some
crazy
guy who's way too tall is going to come running in here. Don't let him in the building. Like, oh no, how will I ever recognize him?
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, no, I don't know. But I mean, again, she's the stepmom. Maybe she cares more about the party and the aesthetics. And you're like, yeah, okay, they're getting married, whatever. Fuck that shit. But... Do not make the bridesmaid look funny by being 10 times taller than the one you're supposed to stand next to. You know, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this woman's nuts.
Setting off the fire extinguishers, though, was pretty mean. I get you're trying to save Billy's life, and in that
desperate
case,
measures,
it is
but
worth it. But holy shit.
On a wedding party and get... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Billy just told you how important this wedding is to Georgia, and you're going to ruin every decoration. You're going to ruin every single dress. You're going to ruin
the
whole venue.
But they'll be alive, and that's all that matters.
And that is a lot of destruction, and weddings are so expensive.
And you have to hire professionals to clean up extinguisher mess.
It's not extinguisher. It's the sprinklers.
If they can prove that it's done on purpose, like that maybe the hotel will have insurance or something.
But regardless, they're not automatic extinguisher. He just sets off the sprinklers.
Okay.
Usually that is a tank of water, so it'll just be really stale, stagnant, icky water.
I just saw a ceiling lined with a whole bunch of automated fire extinguishers.
Okay.
But sure, if it's just water, then fine. At least it's just water.
I don't think I've ever seen those things sprayed.
The fall of the House of Usher?
Well, I have.
They've got a really...
I worked in a kitchen when we had a fire, and it dropped the foam on everything, and it was horrendous. It was horrible.
It
took 2 days, and it was Super Bowl Sunday, so everyone was really pissed off that they could come in on Super Bowl Sunday to clean our kitchen for us. Because you had to hire professionals to clean it. And they had to detail, like, with a fucking, like, toothbrush.
Well, you would to get
every corner of the entire kitchen.
I'd imagine kitchens, though, because there's a lot more, like, oil and like, they need something a little bit, like, you can't just throw water on an oil fire. Like, you'd have to have chemicals.
He does say the sprinklers flicked on and turned the inside into a miniature monsoon. So, okay, yes, this is just raining on everybody.
Just water.
So, still destroyed and still not pleasant for anybody, but... Yes.
Maybe just a couple of fans and some mops and you're good to go eventually.
But yes.
That cake's done.
Everything's done, though. Like, you can dry clean the dresses, but that's going to take some time and some money.
I was going to say, depends what's in the, like, if they were getting married in the exact same room as the reception. It could be, you know, slightly different.
I feel like the whole ground floor has gotten...
Well,
the alarm.
Yeah, fair enough. No, don't they go running outside to the tents?
Yep,
so, yeah.
Now they are.
So the cake does get ruined, but not by Harry setting off the sprinklers. That'll come in 10 minutes' time when Harry's still saving them.
There's still time for destruction.
Let's take this outside and destroy all your shit out there, too. But yes, regardless, I would not appreciate being at a wedding that suddenly just opened up and drenched everybody.
People will talk about it for years.
That's a good point.
Do you remember their wedding?
That's
holy
a good
crap.
Point, but there's another thing that's good about this, running water.
Yes. Oh, that is the only...
The practical...
Right.
That's about the only part of this that actually makes sense from Harry's decision making here.
Other than just to interrupt things.
No, I get that, but even that, I'm like, I feel like that was a little bit far. But yes, running water is fair enough for the fairies.
So not only has everybody, stopped marrying people, now all of a sudden she gets the ultimate bridal quick change.
Georgie, you got something stuck in your teeth. Yeah. Oh, that is your teeth.
Yeah. Yep. Luckily. So apparently the security guards are okay with this now, though. We're like, we'll just let go of you because the place is burning down now. We're like, we don't care if
this is above our pay grade, actually.
Right.
They're just trying not to get trampled, okay? They both have seen Lion King. They let go of Harry because they don't want to be trampled by all the guests coming out of the reception room.
Gotcha.
Like wildebeests.
Mufasa'd. Mufasa'd? What is he, a faucet?
Mufasa'd.
Mm-hmm. Mufasa?
They're afraid of getting Mufasa'd. It makes sense. What the fuck?
Of getting Mufasa'd.
Lucky for us, Billy is fucking quick to the gun because doesn't matter if he was about to kiss and marry this woman. Now he's ready to throw down.
Not so good for George if he's that quick to the gun, but okay. Yes.
Don't ever lose your looks, George. He's coming for you.
Damn, Billy, you shallow asshole, you. Jenny Greenteeth does not take kindly to this. She gets real pissed real quick. Very much like Ursula busting out of her dress here. She's like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to grab the girl and go kill everybody.
Straight for the juggler.
Right.
I know it's not juggler.
That's smart of her, though, because the only way she was going to get Billy is by having him kiss her. He's clearly not going to do that, so it is good for her to just take her loss and be like, well, I can still get the girl. But how does she know that Harry already went and saved her?
She might not specifically. Maybe she just was running away and was like, oh, hey, look, the girl I kidnapped is sitting in this car out front of the hotel.
Maybe she could feel her own spell.
I was in
vicinity.
I was going to say that could be the other thing. Maybe she's got some kind of sensory thingy. You know, she might have known this was coming. She might have felt all her Shelley Cobbs going off.
I was going to say, she should like be headed straight to Undertown right now. Not, ooh, I'm looking for Murphy's 1954.
Yeah, she's pretty dedicated.
I feel like it'd be like a 1980 something, maybe a 1990 something.
Very mission focused.
The cars exist back then. I know they went to war, so probably.
An Accord. No, wait, she drives a Saturn, doesn't she?
Like, but she's I know got the truck. She changes cars a couple times. I don't remember what
I remember she has a bike. She's not driving.
She has lots of vehicles.
She has a Harley.
Harley, a Saturn, and a truck? Is this a work truck?
No, she never has a truck.
Why do they keep just... They've been driving a truck this whole story.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they have.
They haven't.
Yes, they have.
I strongly disagree.
You can. As strongly as you want. But it says, when they I swear to God, it says a truck. Oh, no, it says a car here. But in the early part, she showed up in a truck.
I don't think so.
No.
Billy is built like a truck.
We're all like... Yeah, maybe that's what she... Regardless, whatever you were... talking about last time, and you were like, hello, this didn't get published until like the 2000s. That is true. That's when it got published, but we know
he was writing for a couple of years before that. I said that same sentence as I said, we know that it got published.
But it doesn't matter when the Dresden verse was happening then. Because, yes, that regardless of when Jim wrote the series, is set.
Dresden was still living his life before it got published.
Yes.
Good point. Yeah. Good job.
Listen, wench. I'm suddenly regretting that you didn't get arrested in Chicago.
I tried. I wanted to jaywalk so many times, and my friend wouldn't let me. I was like, this is the least crime you can commit in America. And he was like, uh-uh.
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people jaywalk in America.
He was really afraid. He's like, we're not breaking any laws in another country. And I was like, this is the least crime I want to break. I have a list.
Well, I hope you didn't tell him about when the gum wrapper fell out of his pocket. I'm sure he would have had a conniption fit or something.
Terrifying.
But because you were like, blah, 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 and they tell them and this and that, and they would have had. But I was like, yes, but at the time.
I get what you're saying.
Because I think we were talking about cell phones or something. And you're like, oh, this is like 2020. But when this story happened was not 2020. The story happened in like 1997 or whatever.
What we're reading right now?
Yes, because if Dresden's only 30
no,
or whatever.
This book was set, the short story was set in 2006.
Whatever, but whatever we were talking about the other book. Point is, publication dates didn't matter. It was when the story, still might have been.
Just so we're clear. Just so we're clear, the stories happened basically when the book was published. That's the idea, okay? The story that was published in 2000 is what Dresden was doing in the 2000. The story that was published in 2001 is what Harry was doing in 2001. The only time that stops working is when we get to Skin Game because it was a 5-year break and then another 5 years for Peace Talks and Battleground, and now it's been another 6 years between Battleground and 12 months. But when he was doing like the just about yearly publication, the idea was that the amount of time passing between books in real life is the same amount as passing in the Dresden Files, more or less. Probably not, I don't think, but we'll edit it so I'm right.
You get to edit this one.
She's real upset and figures she can't win against Billy and Dresden, so she said, thou wouldst have saved this one, wizard, but I will yet exact my lady's vengeance twofold. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Wait, what?
I need you to kiss Georgia. I found Georgia. I don't know if you know this, Billy, but I called you earlier about this issue, and you fucking ignored the shit out of me, bitch.
No, she's here. She's here. Yeah. Well, maybe that was the point. Maybe that's what got us on that conversation last time, was arguing about cell phones and their connection and batteries. Anyways.
I did, too, make the note, though, that the, like, how does Jenny know that she's there? Like,
I just, honestly, it seems a little bit cheap, but fine. She knows whatever. I don't care.
Know, mystical fairy feels.
I did write the note about maybe, you know, being able to feel her own sleeping spell.
Tiny little pixies else. Whispering in her ear. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but.
The real winner of the day is Billy, who no matter what, trusts Dresden explicitly. Because this whole, if he had to explain this shit to Murphy on our wedding day, she'd have been like, wait, what? No, explain everything to me again. And he'd have to go through the whole story. Harry's just like, Billy, you gotta go kiss a girl. And he's like, all right, I'm down, boss. Whatever you say, man,
you
I'm
say
with you.
So.
But seriously, if he'd had to explain this to Michael, if he'd had to explain it to Murphy, there would have been so much more explaining and stuff like that. Give Billy props where it goes. He may be Harry's equal, but when he knows when to fucking shut the fuck up and just listen.
I mean, honestly, he gets some. He's taking a minute there to be like, what the hell is that thing? And he's like, no time, we gotta go. Why? You gotta kiss Georgia. What? It's like, I found Georgia, she's outside. We got the water vision. I was like, oh, okay. So he does take the condensed version, but he still is taking a minute to be like, wait, what?
I still think he jumps on it way too fast. And then, as a follow-up, this whole, oh, I will still get my revenge twofold, and oh God, Jenny Greenteeth would kill Murphy too. Okay, but this whole threatening, like, oh, I'm going to kill two people no matter what, and Harry being like, oh my God, I've dragged Murphy into this mess. I mean, you literally did just leave Murphy to guard her. So, like, regardless, don't you think she would have been like,
when you walked into that apartment and decided to call Murphy, you know.
Exactly.
Plus, wasn't it already twofold? Because you were going to kill Georgia, but you were more than likely going to kill Billy anyway. So, isn't it more like threefold or some shit now that you're.
That's my point, though, is that she came into this wanting to kill two of them. So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to kill two either way.
Fairies are not that good at math, we think.
No. Seriously, though, I just think Harry's a little bit ridiculous for being like, oh no, I dragged Murphy into this. It's like, yeah. 4 hours ago, bro.
You should have thought about that before you tried to send her over a wall of fire and fight off Shelly Gobbs. And yeah, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so the area outside the hotel was a mess. Just wait. And yes, Murphy's car. See, this is where she probably has to replace the first one. The second one, I don't remember where we're at in the timeline on this, but it's on its side. Which is not usually a good look for a car.
Fail-Hulk smash!
With the door ripped off.
Fail-Hulk, yeah.
I was like, at least you could ride a tipped-over car. The door ripped off is a little bit harder to fix.
Right, depending how hard, yeah.
Yeah, that's just a write-off, I'm sure.
Was it just gently sort of flipped up, or was it like, now we got problems.
Just for good measure. Let's just make sure it's completely dead.
But thankfully, Murphy's not down and out yet, and she gets out a shriek, and Dresden's like, all right, I know where they are.
And Billy can step him out, too, even better.
True. But he follows the sound.
And I'm sorry, but waterboarding via punch bowl is just rude.
It's so sticky.
Yeah, right?
It is. Does that count as waterboarding, though?
No, I guess it's just a drowning, but still.
Yeah, I was like, waterboarding is when they, like, drip it on you and drive you in. Or no, like, yeah, put the cloth in the water. Anyway, regardless, we shouldn't know about these things anyways.
Teach everyone on the internet how to do this exactly.
They've probably seen the same movies we have.
We are demographic, after all.
But yeah, runs is so Georgia is still barely cut. They threw the blanket back over her. I don't know if she just lucked out or the fairies being modest, but thankfully she's not fully on display to any of her wedding guests that want to pass through here at the time. So yay.
Modesty for the win.
Harry's the only one that gets to run around naked in moments of crisis.
Right.
There's no shame in the dress and files. Everyone will have their day.
No, I don't think she would really care that much anyways, because they spend quite a bit of time.
The werewolves.
Yeah, they're like,
werewolves don't. I mean, not that they prance around at each other. They pretty much, you know, shift.
But still, at your wedding, I might draw a line.
But yeah. Like, my parents are here. Could you maybe not? And yeah, Murphy's got her head shoved into a punch bowl, which, I don't know, would you have a, I feel like that's slightly. If you've got, like, an outside setup, maybe you shouldn't have filled the punch bowls yet. Like, maybe you should wait until everybody's out here.
Well, they were already kissing the bride. The staff is probably running,
like,
right now.
It's only going to be 20 minutes. Like, they've got the rush package.
Yeah.
Let's get this stuff set up.
I'm like, oh, I just don't mind the flies that are already floating in your... Yeah, and apparently this upsets Dresden.
Beating the shit out of a girl with a stick is not a good look, Harry.
True, but she's a very green girl, so right there, maybe.
I know, but I would still be worried about the optics. There's a lot of witnesses that could walk in on this moment. You're actively beating her with a stick.
On the other hand, she's actively drowning someone in a punch bowl, so I could see the case being made that, you know, if you're going to hit a girl, maybe this is the time. You know,
they're like, this is one hell of a party.
I was going to say, if he had come running up the aisle, and whacked her with this, that might have caused people to be concerned.
But this is happening at a wedding. You know, there's somebody out there that's like, this is soap opera at its finest.
Right.
What is going on? I want to know.
I feel like that definitely would have been a bad internet video for him to just run up and whack the bride off the back of the head with a giant stick. But hopefully anybody wondering why Aikisei can see he's just, you know, saving the other person.
I do like that apparently just kissing her, though, was enough. Like,
yeah.
Wait, no, we don't have to fight her. You just have to kiss Georgia. Okay, well, sure.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, she's not saying he doesn't have to, but you have to do that part.
Yeah,
again,
it's
Georgia
not like
dies.
The life sectioning force, but I still
feel... Okay, so that's just going to break all the enchantments you've got going off. Then, yeah. I mean, if she wants to run away after that, great, but we'll totally fight her then. You're like, oh, Billy just, like, follows. I'm like, yeah, he's still taking a minute here. He's like, kiss her, damn it, Billy, kiss her. Like, but I'm watching you fight with the...
So, just so we're clear, this is the internet video, okay? Woman goes and starts drowning another woman in a punch bowl. Man comes up, starts beating with her stick. Other man grabs a naked woman on the floor and starts making out with her. And then the woman who's getting beaten by a stick starts turning on the guy with the stick and beating him.
Drowning him.
And getting herself off while she does it. Like, riding against him.
That's
as
right.
She tries to smash his face into the punch
bowl.
As
she drowns him in the punch bowl. Yeah, this would.
This is a weird episode
this
of soap
opera.
This
would be a... This is the
really weird porn. No.
This is the strangest 90-day fiancé yet, okay?
Just really bad for everyone involved. And we know that Harry can appear on video. We know that. The Lycanthropy.
Yeah, he's not a vampire.
I know. But this is where I would hope that as a wizard I wouldn't, because this is going to be on the internet forever. How is Murphy going to explain this one to her bosses?
He started wishing Rudolph that.
Rudolph going to be all over this.
He started wishing that 3 seconds after the Larry Fowler show, okay? He's like, I really wish I just didn't show up on video.
But I'm just thinking, IA is going to be all over this, Murphy. Your job is over with.
Start to finish, yeah.
So weird. It's
glad. Good thing it's in a period piece where there's not quite as much.
I think we're like right before smartphones is, I think, the only saving grace. The iPad Nano has just been released.
Because looking back at some of the stories so far, like in the Loop-a-Roo got caught on video.
Yeah, but she had a video camera.
Oh, yeah.
It was a camera.
Susan brought a video
camera.
It's
not every person walking around with.
Yeah, this was still the shitty flip phone videos. Right. Like, you could, but they
you
were.
You could,
kind
but
of
nobody was like thinking,
crap.
I'm going to grab my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
the same way as
fast
today.
The same way, yeah.
But that's really the only saving grace you've got here is that it's outside in a tent, so there probably isn't a security camera, and nobody was like whipping out their phones to
and because all the guests were running away soaking wet, none of them were pouring into the reception tent yet.
But
nobody
you know,
else was looking
but
for
you
punch.
Know that bartender that's sitting there like waiting. I was like, oh, shit.
You know, right at that one end of the tent where he's been like setting up glasses and opening bottles, he's just like,
guys, you'll never guess what I just saw.
We're going to get that guy's cameo in like 12 months. And it's going to be like, hey, you're the guy.
The POV of the bartender. Next on Larry Fowler.
So the good thing is that his true love is so good and so pure that George was ready to fucking throw down immediately. And throw down she does.
I mean, in all fairness, she was in the middle of throwing down and they got her. So maybe it's
maybe
just one of those, like,
it.
Yeah, right? Gone. Just like, okay, where to go? I'm going to do it. But yes, yeah, he's busy being drowned. But it doesn't last long because instantly you've got two wolves.
Gross. Wolf chow.
This was what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, I'm going to leave them to you. I'm going to go give Murphy CPR.
Oh my God, he kisses.
I know. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, part of me, I'm like, okay, I get the plot development. But I'm like, there's also something just a little bit weird about him giving her CPR and then being like, just for a second, her lips moved and it was like kissing her. And then she just puked punch everywhere. I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't quite know how I feel about that moment.
I feel, yeah, okay.
And typically I would say CPR is not the time for romance. And I don't think that anyone would feel it because you're in life-saving mode.
Yeah.
But this is Murph and Dresden. They've been tiptoeing about it forever.
Well, this is what I'm saying, right? I get the plot development that we're hinting along.
I get
these
it's
lines
not very
that
romantic
would.
That their first kiss is when she's almost dead. I fully get that it's weird and creepy. But we had to start somewhere.
It's like,
oh my God, they kissed.
It's like the fake boyfriend, one bed tree, you know. We just got to find some way. And the only conceivable way I can see of Dresden getting his lips on Murphy is if he has to give her CPR. So let's just go mouth to mouth and run with it from there.
One wall broken down.
Yeah. Right? Done. Right? Yeah. It's like, I can't think of any reason to have them share a motel room and only have one bed, so.
But that's why it's a little bit crazy to me that short stories are so integral to the Dresden Files. They are, and I like that, and I enjoy that they matter to the series as much as any of the books do, and that the events that happen in them actually come back to be referenced later. But it seems a little bit crazy to have your two main characters, or main female and main male lead, kissing a short story is a side story that a lot of fans don't read.
Which is why it
do miss.
Isn't really.
And they hold hands, too.
They do hold hands. You have fruit punch mouth, Harry.
Not really. Yeah. You. And do y'all know what that's from?
No.
No, but there was already a Carrie reference. He gets dumped with red substance.
It's another Buffy reference because after the end of season one, when Buffy is killed by the Master.
Oh my God, spoilers!
I know, sorry.
The episode's only been out for 28 years.
Yeah, sorry. And actually probably slightly less than that when that...
27 and a
would,
half.
Cool, yeah, would have been what, like, mage?
Checks her watch.
It premiered.
I have a date on my watch,
it premiered in 97. I don't know when the it's last episode of the season came out.
It was a short first season, so it would have been like mage, regardless. But yes, Buffy gets drowned, and Xander gives her CPR, and then she goes and presents, and then because the Master had all the century, millennia-old bloodstains, she's like, you have fruit punch mouth. And he's like, wait, what, where did you come from? And then she like...
Oh, that's almost a direct quote then.
It is, yeah, it is. She's like, you have fruit punch mouth.
Cute.
Yeah. So it wasn't quite, I mean, Buffy said it to the Master. She didn't say it to, like, Xander, I don't think. But, you know, it was the whole, yeah. Yeah, I think that's our second one, because I feel like there's a Buffy quote earlier here, a reference to, he said something about. Bob calls her Buffy. That's
just
what it
calls
is,
her
right?
Buffy.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Anyways.
And Harry thought he was, like, you know, emulating Ellie McBeal, but no, that's not actually who.
He warps them all together.
He fully knows, yeah. Like they say, he. Billy and George was subconscious. The Buffy was definitely.
He's very like, romantic. Later that night, Billy and Georgia are married by Father Forthill.
Hey, anybody here ever been to St. Mary's?
Oh my God, I have.
Asking.
I was there just a couple days ago.
That was one of the places she stopped at.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful church. Didn't get to go into any one specific study.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Were you going to look for the secret panel?
I should have.
Excuse me, can I please get into the rectory and start seeing? But she did go to WAC or something, too.
Yep.
Did you?
She
by accident. I just looked up at a sign and I was like, oh my God, WAC.
Upper or lower?
Oh no!
She couldn't identify any of the stains on the sidewalk either. So.
You looked left and you looked right. I could have been on lower or upper. I don't know. Chicago was up and down a lot.
Do you think Butcher just like took a map and like threw a dart or something? Like he's like, Whacker, that sounds like a fun one to
or maybe
say.
Just when he visited, he was just like, I don't know, here's a street name. I don't know.
Maybe he's what? You know what? It was funny. That video I was showing you guys the other day about the girl that did all the crafty things or whatever. And in one of them, she made like this sort of like library wall thingy. So it's all safe, but it looks like a hole. But all the names on the books and stuff like that were like Patreons and things like that.
How cute.
So if you scan, I was like, that's kind of, so, you know, maybe it's like one of these or something, right? Maybe Butcher's got levels or like know somebody or something somewhere. And they're like, hey, I'll like throw in, you know, be like, I want like Wacker. And he's like, okay, let's go. And, you know, I guess how he picks like their neighborhoods and things like that, you know, he's like. I know somebody that lives in, like, Bucktown. I think that's it. That's what Murphy says, Bucktown, right? Something like that. Anyways.
But you have to say it with three bucks.
Bucktown.
I was trying to remember, okay?
But Billy and Georgia are married.
They're married.
Start their life together.
This is a nice little filler story. It's very cute.
It is cute.
It is cute that we do sort of get to. And I mean, it's, yeah, very classic Dresden that it's a mess.
The world
it's a disaster.
Outside of Harry's life.
But it's still.
All of the characters have something going on, including marriage and.
And I'm just glad that George is happy because a lot of people, without even having to be a bridezilla, would not appreciate missing out on their wedding.
Of course. She really handles it like a champ.
She totally handles it like a champ. The only thing I care about is being married. I don't care that some bitch stole my dress and wore it and
yeah,
ruined
I wore
it.
My dress on my wedding dress day in my venue. Tried to kill me, kidnap me.
So here I'm thinking, I was like, oh, I wonder who the replacement best man would be. And then the next thought crossed my mind is, why did Billy start the wedding knowing that, like,
without
his best man?
I know. That's how much he's like, I just don't care. He's like, oh, Harry's always getting himself into trouble. There's no point waiting.
It's like, we just don't know. He's like, I just wanted him to phone. He fucking took off. You know what? Whatever, dudes. Just go.
And I'm sure Eve was like, let's go. We put a deposit on for a wedding at 4. They have another wedding at 6. We have to do this or something like that. But
I mean, he wasn't his first choice anyways, but...
But still, but if he went to the trouble of replacing Kirby, you would think that,
there
was
suit altered
important
for him
to have Dresden there.
It is a little bit.
At least wait, like, 15 minutes. Like, is my best man going to show up?
Well, exactly.
And see, that would have delayed. See, they never start on time.
I get that the best man was already supposed to be there, like, an hour early. So, technically, he was late. But still, yeah, it's just,
he's the one that sent him
off. The stand-in is just like another security guard. He was like, stand here.
Fucking in the first episode when we start
just gonna go
story,
down all his grooms.
He has a lot of werewolf friends, so the fact that he was like, okay, I don't have Kirby Harry's next up the list. If I was another one of his werewolf pals, I'd be like, you motherfucker.
Like, right?
Bitch. I know you love Harry, but I'm with you every day, man.
They're sitting in the
you're my alpha. Why
in the
don't
seats
you love
with
me?
Their puppy dog eyes and whimpering.
Okay, but here's the thing. A best man had to be replaced because you need to have an equal number of bridesmaids.
But she was going to ditch one of the bridesmaids anyways because Harry was going to throw off the whole height
differential
or something.
I think that was Eve's choice, not George's choice.
Well, fair enough.
It was still George's choice.
But if they were going to do that, then boom, they chuck them both out.
But that's not fair to the bridesmaid. You're not choosing them for the size or you're supposed to be choosing them for the person.
I concur,
but you're also supposed to have an equal number.
Eve's just dumb crack anyways, okay?
I know, Eve doesn't get a say in this, is what I'm saying. She's being crazy just for the sake of being crazy. I'm sure Georgia would have shut her down and been like, I literally don't care about the height. I chose Marcy. Harry's walking with Marcy. That's that.
Sure, who the fuck knows? There's so many things wrong with this wedding. And the fairies aren't even the first. Okay.
Not the worst problem.
Georgia, honestly, you're lucky they ruined it.
Seriously, Butcher, have you ever even been married?
Twice, I think.
Did you go to your own weddings? Yeah, no, there's a lot of...
Yes. But that's a wrap on that.
I do love that Butcher makes his own version of a homage kind of to a fairy tale. Like, it's cute.
That is true. Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Not exactly a fairy tale wedding. Are you kidding? Had a kiss and fairies and an evil stepmother and everything, but yeah. Anywho. You beat him to it. No, oh, good thing you didn't try that shit earlier, Billy, or boy would you be in trouble.
It was only a kiss. How could it end up like this?
Good old Father Fort Hill.
Too bad that the groom's bride is a whore.
The groom's bride is a whore?
Still part of the song.
I think she means bridegroom. She just, every time.
The groom's bride is a whore.
Is that what you, okay, that's what I was asking. If you said groom's bride, then you just like groom bride again.
This concludes our episode 16.3, Fairy Tailed. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at freeflowrambling.com and macanalys.ca. There we have links to our other podcasts, social media, and other fun tidbits. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing, and please consider supporting us through Patreon to keep the magic alive and to see more content. We are Free Flow Rambling, conjured by it at your own risk.